Hello, welcome back to another episode of Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. I want to remind everyone that all of these videos and the audios, as well as the documents, the written text, can be found on my website, which is PastorVicsNuggets.com. You can watch all of the videos on my playlist, on not only on YouTube, but on my Facebook page. So, these are available on a number of different places for your help and for your benefit. I hope they are helpful to you. Today, I want to talk about or continue our discussion about fear and how to overcome fear. I heard an expression once that said that courage is for a moment, but regret is for a lifetime. Now, I don't know who said that, but it's so very true. It takes courage to be a Christian. As you probably are aware, it's not easy being a Christian because it requires such a change in attitude, a change in thought, a change in the way of doing things. And over the last couple episodes, I've talked about taking a risk. Now, maybe risk is not the best word, but when I think of risk, I know that one definition of risk, of course, is to do something that is dangerous or something where you don't know what the result will be. Let me make it very clear. When you take a risk in God, God will make sure that the outcome is the right outcome. In other words, there is no risk in trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, your friend. Because when he speaks to you and tells you to do something or to go in a certain direction, even though it may sound risky to you, God will bring it about. And so when I talk about risk, what I'm really talking about is, have I actually heard from God? This is such a critical area in the life of a believer. And that is the understanding that God is speaking to us all of the time. I'd encourage you to read 1 Corinthians, all of chapter 2, and you'll see that God has given us his mind, his ability, or he's given us the ability to understand his mind because he's placed his Holy Spirit in us. And as we learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, then of course we'll find that we'll begin to recognize his voice more clearly. Now, let me give you a couple of testimonies in my own life. When I was a brand new Christian, I can remember when I was jogging around the track, sort of working out and exercising, and I sensed a very clear voice that God said to me, "I want you to start a Christian newspaper." And of course, I had no idea what a Christian newspaper was. I had absolutely no background in publishing or any kind of editing and things like that. But nevertheless, I felt strongly that this is what God was saying to me. Now, I sort of ignored it. I have to be honest with you. I didn't just run out and start something. But then a couple days later, when I went to work, and I worked as a school teacher at the time, I taught in the high school, and I visited a friend of mine, an English teacher, in his room, and there on his desk was a book, and it had to do with the history of the newspaper, the history of newsprint. And so I just felt a divine connection there, that God was ordering things for me. And so I asked if I could borrow the book, and of course my friend said yes. And I began to read about the early days of newsprint. And of course, in the early days, before actually things were printed, there would be a person who would have the print, so to speak, and they would simply call out the news. They would stand on the street corner and cry out the news. And so, and then people would listen, and that's how they would get their news, because most people could not read back in the 1700s or early 1800s. So there were criers who would cry out the news. Anyway, I developed a name for the ministry, and I called it the Christian Crier. The point is that as I began to take the risk, I believed that God had spoken to me. Now, again, I was a new Christian, so I wasn't sure. You know, was it my own thoughts doing this? Well, that didn't seem to be the case because I didn't see anything in it for me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Was it the enemy of my soul speaking into me? Well, I didn't think that was the case because why would I want to, or why would he want me to further the kingdom of God? And so I advanced and I moved forward, and circumstance after circumstance, God brought people into my life. God brought equipment into my life. God brought circumstances so that I would be able to print something called the Christian Crier. And I was able to distribute it among the Christian community in the areas that I lived, and it became a resource for people to know what Christian activities were taking place in my county or my region. Nevertheless, over a couple of years, a radio station then began to broadcast, a Christian radio station, and it made the Christian Crier obsolete because while I could reach the hundreds, they were able to reach the thousands. But nevertheless, my point is, I took a risk. I wasn't sure. Is this God? Well, the only way you're going to know if it's God is if you do it. Then a number of years later, I came to a place where I got involved in a church ministry, and I like working in the background. So I was involved in some of the administration, some of the organization, some of the decision making, but it was all in the background. And there came a time when I felt the Lord was saying to me that I want you to take a leave of absence for your job for a year. And I want you to give yourself totally to this ministry, this church ministry. And again, I had no motives in my heart. It wasn't something that I was, I wanted, you know, I didn't want to become the pastor, for instance, or a teacher. I just wanted to help. So I took a leave of absence, and I have to tell you that I came under a lot of pressure. Now, my wife was for me. She said, if it's God, then I'm for you. But I came against so many of my colleagues as a teacher thought that I was crazy, giving up so much in order to take this risk and possibly losing everything. What was even harder was, of course, my Christian friends thought I was crazy and discouraged me from taking this leave of absence and possibly losing my teaching job. But nevertheless, I felt it was God. And the moment I began to step forward, the moment I took the leave of absence, the moment I began to give my time to the church, my full time to the church, was the moment that within 6 months, I became the pastor of the church. And in less than a year, I became the senior pastor. Now, if that wasn't God, then I don't know what is. Now, I'm not suggesting that you leave your job and you do this. I'm telling you that God spoke to me. I sensed him speaking to me. He spoke to me through the Holy Spirit, through the anointing, but he also spoke to me through his word. And as a result, I chose to take a risk. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, when you're risking all for Jesus Christ, you're not risking anything. You have everything to gain. But I know that as human beings, and we are human beings, that we're afraid to make a mistake. But I'm telling you, as you learn to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit in your life, as you learn to discern the rhema word, which comes from the word of God, God is speaking to us. As I said, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 tells us that he speaks to us all the time. We must be in a position of learning how to listen. Now, how does God speak to us? Well, the most important way, of course, is through the Word, through the Bible. That's why it's so important to be in the Word, because God will use the Word to speak to your situation and your circumstance. Now, you may say, well, how does something that happened literally thousands of years ago, how is that going to help me today? I can't explain how it will help you today, but I can tell you that when you're in the Word, God is speaking to you. You're learning to discern the voice of God. You're learning to hear Him. And as you begin to hear Him and become more familiar with Him, then what you're going to find is that the risk becomes less and less and less. As I said in my last episode, when you develop a relationship with someone, you learn how to communicate with them. You learn how to recognize their voice. The example I used was my wife's voice. Now, we've been married for a very long time, and I recognize her voice. I don't have to see her to recognize her voice. I recognize her voice when she's speaking from the other room. I recognize her voice when she's speaking to me on the telephone. I recognize her voice, and I trust her voice because I know my wife loves me. And in the same way, God loves me. God loves you, and He wants to communicate with you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to give you direction for your life. He wants to give you hope. He wants to give you a future. He wants to give you all the things that you desire, but it's got to be done on His terms and in His way. You see, when you're putting your trust in God, there's no risk involved. You just need to make sure that what you've heard, what you sense, is actually from Him. And the only way that you're going to do that is to press into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ through His Holy Spirit. You see, we are called, as it says in 2 Corinthians 2:7, or actually it says it in 5:7, he says that we walk by faith and not by sight. That means that we walk by not by human understanding, but we walk by spiritual understanding. Because the kind of faith that we're talking about when we talk about faith is a spiritual faith. I've heard God, I do. I've heard God, I go. I've heard God, and I speak. You see, the Word says that we've been transferred from darkness to light. Now, that word darkness, really, you know, sometimes when we think of the word darkness, we think of spiritual darkness or the realm of the enemy of our soul, Satan. But it also has something to do with ignorance. We don't know. When we're in darkness, we don't know unless we are transferred into the light. Paul's testimony in Acts chapter 26, beginning in verse 17. Listen to what he says. The Apostle Paul says the following. He's giving his testimony to, I believe it's to King Agrippa, and he's quoting what Jesus said to him. And Jesus said to Paul, and I believe he's saying that to us, I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, from ignorance to understanding, and from the power of Satan to God. You see, it's from ignorance to understanding. It's from ignorance to revelation, to insight. From the power of Satan to God. To recognize, to discern the voice of the enemy versus the voice of our Lord and Savior. That they may receive forgiveness of sins, which is tantamount to entering into the salvation which He provides. And then it goes on to say, and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. You see, we have an inheritance. Now, I know that when we use the word inheritance, we tend to think of some future date after we're dead. But this inheritance is something that we gather right here on earth. There are things that God wants to give you. There are things that God wants to work through you. There are things that God wants to encourage you in and to use you in a powerful way for His kingdom. But it all boils down to, do you trust Him? Have you heard Him? And having heard, are you willing to take a risk? And that risk means to follow through on what you've heard and what you understand at that time. And And as God orders the circumstances, you'll begin to see that God is working on your behalf. Amen? And so I just want to encourage you this day to get into the Word if you're not into the Word. Now, I know that's difficult. There's so many things going on, and we're so busy. And there's this term called the tyranny of the urgent. Now, the urgent doesn't have to be important, but because it has a sense of I need to do it right now, it takes up all of our time. Take 5 minutes a day to spend time in His Word, and then take another 5 minutes of just close your eyes, get in a quiet place, and just speak to Him. And after you've spoken to Him, now here's the most important part. Take the time to listen. For God wants to speak to you. God wants to impart His understanding into your life. God wants to impart His boldness into your life. God wants to impart His provision into your life. But you must do it His way. Amen? And so, in conclusion, all I can say is when you're taking a risk in God, you're really not taking a risk at all. Especially when you know His voice. Amen? Well, God bless you. I hope this message has been an encouragement to you. And I look forward to seeing you the next time as we proceed in this realm. Amen? God bless you. God bless your family. Lord, I pray right now that there would be health in the family, Lord, that this COVID-19, which is saturating our entire world, Lord, that you would protect every listener to this video, every listener to this audio. Lord, you would protect them. You would protect their families. You would keep them whole so that they might proclaim the name of Jesus, the name which is above all names, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Lord Jesus Christ. See you next time.